I want to share with you a Dvar Torah by my Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Kalimer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Sadly, I don't have enough of his Torah written down. So many thoughts in my head that I've heard, but I can't really pinpoint. But right after he was Nifter, someone posted his speech when he became the rabbi. It was a long ceremony full of pomp and circumstance. Of course, politicians were there, other rabbanim were there. Many members of the community were given the opportunity to speak, and he was the last one. And he gets up, and in his typical self-deprecating way, made it clear that there was nothing that he really had to say. He shared a beautiful yet short vart. He says that it's Moshe Rabbeinu does a whole long song. He sings as Yashir Moshe. He goes through the whole thing. And we know this song. We say it every single day. He praises God in so many ways. And then what happens right afterwards? We're told that Miriam does the same thing. Miriam says, Ashir Lashem Kigoga. She just does one short verse. So what is Miriam doing? And what is Miriam adding? And what is Miriam contributing? Is she simply saying the same thing as her brother? Is she simply repeating what we already heard? And if that's the case, why do we need it? This is what he says. But Kalimer says that what Miriam is saying is, no, Moshe, you don't need a long song. This is not the moment to spend sitting around. It's a moment of movement. Right now, the most important thing for us is to get going. The most important thing for us is to move forward so that we can get to the promised land. That's what we have to do. Why are we still here? Move. And if you look at the psukim right afterwards, Moshe moves the people and they travel away from Yam Suf. In Miriam's great insight, she sees that if the people stay there, they're not going to only focus, perhaps, on praising God, but they're going to focus on the spoils of war that are coming out of the sea that we're told is greater than what they took out of Egypt. What Miriam is saying is that we need to get to our final destination. Get the Torah. Go on to Eretz Yisrael. Don't stick around longer than you need to. It's a beautiful insight. Because so many times our mistake is that we waste our time being in the wrong place. Miriam makes it clear where you have to be and where you have to go.